Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2119, 7 Journal Prompts to Inspire Simplicity by Jennifer of simplyfiercely.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who's been reading articles, book excerpts, even stories to you every day, including holidays, for almost 6 years. Covering personal development or self-help, how to live a better life, and a lot more. It's always with permission from the authors or websites. Now let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 7 Journal Prompts to Inspire Simplicity by Jennifer of simplyfiercely.com. If there's one thing I know about simple living, it's that simplicity comes from within. You need to understand your beliefs before you can change your actions. With this in mind, I put together a list of 7 simple journal prompts to help you get started. Journaling has been a huge part of my life for the past few years and has definitely been one of the best things I've ever done for myself. Writing regularly has helped me become mindful and self-aware about my life choices, and it's also great for relieving stress. If this speaks to you, then please enjoy these journal prompts to inspire simplicity. I hope they'll empower you to let go of anything that is no longer serving you. 7 journal prompts for simple living. Number 1, what's causing you stress right now? Are self-imposed deadlines or expectations contributing? What could you let go of in order to ease this stress? Everyone experiences stress now and then, but unfortunately for many, it has become a normal state of being. When this happens, it's easy to lose touch with the root cause of your stress. This is a problem because you stop being solution-focused. Your attention shifts away from reducing the stress and instead looks for easy coping methods, things like mindless shopping and escaping on social media. You end up living every day in survival mode. If this has happened to you, I encourage you to take a step back, make a favorite beverage, grab a notebook, and open to a blank page. Write down everything that's causing you stress, and then with an open heart and an open mind, look for opportunities to let go. Number 2, imagine you had an extra hour every day. What would you do with it? If your life is busy and cluttered, you might feel resistance to asking this question. After all, what's the point of thinking about what you do with an extra hour if you don't have one to spare? I understand this feeling, but one thing I've learned is that it's hard to create change without a clear vision of what you're trying to achieve. If you want more time for what really matters, then you need to start by clarifying what this means to you. What would you do if you had more time every day? Write a list and then think about what you're currently doing. Once you have it all down on paper, you might notice opportunities for change that you couldn't see in the past. Number 3, name one thing you're afraid to let go of. Why? What are your fears? If you're struggling to simplify your life, one of the most powerful things you can do is invest time into understanding your roadblocks. Why is it so hard to declutter your stuff? Why can't you say no to additional responsibilities? Why do you keep shopping even though you know you don't need more stuff? It's a complicated question, one that we explore in depth in my Clear Your Clutter course, but a great starting point is to focus on just one item you're struggling to declutter. Sit down and write down all the fears that come to mind when you think about letting go. Get all of your thoughts out of your head and down onto paper, and don't censor yourself. When you're done, take a step back and ask, what do I really need to let go of? Is it really your unworn sweater or your old photo album? Or do these items represent something bigger, such as limiting beliefs, old traumas, or insecurities that you need to make peace with first? It's a tough but oh so important question. Number four, what are the three most important things in your life? Consider how you spent the last 24 hours. Does your schedule represent your true priorities? In the words of Annie Dillard, quote, "How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives," end quote. So with that in mind, how are you spending your days? Does your schedule represent how you want to spend your life? If not, what needs to change? Number five, describe the last time you felt proud of yourself. Does the experience tell you anything about what you value most? I believe that at its core, simple living is values-led living. Life feels simple when you're living true to yourself. But how well do you really know yourself? Can you clearly define your values, life vision, and priorities? Or are you heavily influenced by external expectations and the opinions of others? If you're not sure, then a great starting point is to reflect on what makes you feel proud. This will give you clues as to what truly matters most to you so you can align your life accordingly. Number six, what are you afraid to do for yourself? Why? This is another question that will help you identify limiting beliefs, stories we tell ourselves, often over the course of a lifetime, that hold us back in some way. Identifying these beliefs is the first step to rewriting these stories and moving forward with our lives. Quote, "If you accept a limiting belief, then it will become a truth for you." Louise Hay. And seven, examine your to-do list. What could you give yourself permission not to do and why? Whether we want to admit it or not, we all have limited amounts of time and energy. If we want to simplify our lives, we must be willing to be intentional with these precious resources. Review your to-do list with a critical eye. Are all of the tasks really necessary? If not, don't be afraid to be a ruthless editor. You just listened to the post titled "Seven Journal Prompts to Inspire Simplicity" by Jennifer of simplyfiercely.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Jennifer. I'm a big fan of journaling, and what I've realized from many different variations doing it for years is that I'm not a huge fan of doing the exact same prompt every single day. I've had one of those journals where the same thing is literally on every single page. The only thing that changed was the quote at the top, and I didn't find that super valuable. Others do. It got a lot of good reviews, but that was just my experience. Instead, I like either something different every day, like what we heard in this episode from Jennifer, some different questions to ponder, or doing more of a brain dump where you just get all of that gunk floating around in your head out onto paper. You don't even need prompts for that. I know I've talked about the brain dump here on this show before. Those are what work best for me. If any of the journal prompts Jennifer had in this post resonated with you, write it down and try it out later today, maybe before bed, or even tomorrow morning. These exercises can be extremely helpful. I have the link to this article in this episode's description and at oldpodcast.com so you can quickly find this article and then scroll through to remember the prompts. We also have an Optimal Living Daily workbook where I went back through hundreds of episodes and created journal prompts based on around 100 different episodes, taking the best exercises I could find. So that may be of interest to you too if you enjoyed this episode. You can find the workbook at oldpodcast.com/shop. And then one of my favorite methods, as I mentioned, the brain dump, is actually super simple. All you need is a blank sheet of paper and a pen or pencil. Everything that comes into your head, write it down and don't let yourself stop writing. And don't correct anything. Just literally words pop into your brain, write them down. I find it to be super cathartic and also enlightening. You really see what's going on in your head for reals. Often getting all that stuff out on paper can be so relieving. And filling up a page with nonstop stuff coming from your mind actually doesn't take much time at all. So something to try this week. Let me know how it goes. Thank you for listening and being here and for subscribing to the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.